Good morning, HCC. This is Brendan Byrne coming at you live in the morning. I am joined with today with Barbara and Robbie from the ARC organization. Unfortunately, Chris cannot join us today. She is a little under the weather, so I'll be holding our interview today. Let me just make sure our live stream is up and going. And it is starting. We are getting over the airwaves. Boom, we are on the internet. We're live. Say hi, everyone. You're famous now. Excellent. All right. So, first things first, Barbara and Robbie, how are you doing this morning?
We're both doing okay. I can't think of it.
That's okay. Take your time, Robbie.
Just say good morning. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I'm doing fine this morning to be right here on Dragon Radio.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
This is our first radio show ever, but we might, you know, it could be the next Kelly and Ryan. We don't
know. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see if this, we can do a spinoff. Maybe it'll take off.
Yeah.
You
know,
if you guys host your own afternoon show, you'd probably do that very well. So you guys didn't have too much trouble finding the place, right? You found us.
Well,
we're hidden in the
bit.
Basement here, but
we did go down a different elevator first, but it didn't go to the basement, so we knew it couldn't be right. So
I got you.
We found you. This is nice. It's really nice.
So why don't we go ahead and get started talking about the ARC? So Barbara, you, what is your position with the ARC?
So I am the marketing and events manager at the ARC of Howard County. So when you say the ARC, there's many different ARCs, and we're the ARC in this county. So there's ARCs. It's a national organization. There's all different ARCs in the state of Maryland, and we are the ARC of Howard County.
Okay, excellent. So how long have you been working with the ARC, Barbara?
I've been there 7 years now.
7 years, so, wow.
And I've known Robbie pretty much all seven of those years. So,
yeah, she's right.
So, Robbie, how long have you been with the ARC, would you say?
I've been with the ARC for, like, since 2007.
2007?
Yeah. It's been, like, 12 years.
That's a long time. I was in high school back then.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
He's had a lot of changes, right, in those years?
Yeah, I've had a lot of changes in the 12 years, like moving from my house in Mount Airy, moving out from like a house at Fairhaven, and now I'm living at Knighthood Lane. So that's basically it. And I also got a roommate named Tim who likes to get on my nerves sometimes.
Yeah.
And I just like he likes to go into my room if I'm not there, and he likes to take like my DVDs, my
Well, it's not really he's just using them, but you guys are working that out, right?
Right. Yeah, we're working it out.
Yeah. It's all about communication, making sure you're all on the same page.
Communication is right.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're new roommates, so they're working it all out.
Actually, I should say housemates now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very accurate.
Yes.
So, Barbara, how did you find out about the ARC?
So it's interesting because I don't have a background in working with people with intellectual developmental disabilities, and I happened to be at the pool, and I met Carol Beatty, who our boys played baseball, and we were neighbors. And she was the executive director at the time. She's now the secretary of the state of Maryland for disability. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman. And you know, I let her know that I was looking for employment, that I needed a job, and she goes, "Well, the ARC is hiring." So I went there and I started in employment. So I was an employment specialist to help people get jobs. It's a lot harder for people with intellectual disabilities to get jobs. It's hard for anybody, right? So we just give them the support that they need. And that's where I first met Robbie. I was taking him around, trying to find different places for him to work in the Mount Airy area, because he lived at that time. He lived with his mom and his grandparents, right? Your grandma and your grandpa. And they were kind of out there. So we had to drive into Mount Airy and go to the different businesses and bring your resume and, you know, try to get Robbie a job and have him interview different places. So I did that. And then after that, I moved on to being the Project Search Program Manager. And we can talk about Project Search later. And then just recently, like about a year now, I've been the Marketing Events Manager at the ARC of Howard County. So it's been fun. It's been really good.
Well, that's fantastic. So you said you go and help people of disabilities find careers.
Right.
So that's a great development because years ago, I know, I'm thinking of a time, typically when my parents were kids, people with disabilities would typically be just kind of remanded to staying at home for
right.
the entire life and just not really given a social life
right.
out in the public eye.
So that's our whole big thing now is community integration. And you know, when I say now, it should have always been that way. But I think about it. So when I went to school, people with disabilities didn't go into the same classes. You know, they were in their own classes. And then sometimes they even worked like maybe in the cafeteria or something like that. They didn't really get to have the full high school experience and or, you know, if ever the college experience. And now people are going to college. It's just wonderful how far we've come. And I think when we started saying let's be inclusive in schools, and now we're really fighting to be inclusive and to be in all parts of the community. And so that's one of the things. We have a huge community integration program. Robbie goes out all the time. Mm-hmm. The volunteer work. What's some of the volunteer work you do?
Yeah, Robbie, tell us about that.
Okay. All right. Every day when I move to the day program back on March 4th, I, like, let's just say every day we go out to, like, different sites to, different sites to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Monday, Meals on Wheels, Tuesday, this, Wednesday, this, and, like, Thursday, this, and then Friday, we have, like, a horse farm to go to.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's it. So that was when I moved to day program, I was like, wow, this is fun. Yeah, and sometimes I miss my old friends, like, in the employment class.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And that was basically it. And
we talked about the fact that you might want to think about going back into employment. So Robbie's had different jobs, and mm-hmm. one of the struggles that we always have is underemployment for people because a lot of times there aren't a ton of full-time jobs or they're not hiring people for full-time jobs. We do have some, though. We have a young man who did the Project Search program. So Project Search is a partnership with the Howard County government, the Howard County School System, the ARC of Howard County, the Department of Rehabilitation Service, and the Howard County Autism Society. And it's for transitioning youth in their last year of eligibility for high school. So, and the government is our host site. And we've had people working in internships, unpaid internships, three different rotations, 10-week internships in Howard County government positions. So it's been really wonderful. Howard County is a great place. And people really reach out. The community's been amazing. And we did have a few people that have been actually hired. And we have one person who's in a full-time Howard County job now that had gone through the program. And we have a great employment program at the ARC of Howard County as well. We have job coaches, employment specialists, advocates, people going out there trying to find companies. I'm always trying to find companies who are interested in employing people and are needing people. It's a great untapped workforce. You know, people, we're trying more and more all the time, but really a lot of skill sets, a lot of great things people can do, and they just need a chance. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Robbie, do you feel like you're really in touch with your community? Do you feel involved with everyone?
For me, yes. I do. I do feel, I would say, be helping with the community. Like, I would say, like, doing the groceries on wheels. Yeah, groceries on wheels, and I'm just having fun.
The Meals on Wheels, is that what?
One of them was Meals on Wheels, uh-huh. and we have Groceries on Wheels. I think on Thursdays, and Wednesdays we go somewhere to like eat out, and okay. And that's it.
That's great. That's really good to hear that you guys are a really well-established organization. Like, you're not just fighting to come up on your own. You have a strong and involved partnership mm-hmm. with other organizations in Howard County, right? As I know, you mentioned the Howard County Autism Society
right.
as one of them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They've been great. And Melissa Rosenberg is the executive director there, and she's fabulous. And we do some things. We just had a legislative breakfast with service coordination, the Autism Society, all the new legislators. And that's great. And that's an opportunity in the Arc of Howard County. And it's an opportunity for us to speak with everybody and kind of explain to them some of the things we're fighting for and why it's so important and to help them understand some of the legislation that's coming up and why it would be so important to us and why it means so much to us and things like that. So we do a lot of wonderful partnerships.
So you talk about important legislation. Would you be able to just give us a brief little insight on what kind of legislation you're talking about?
Well, the huge thing right now is the fight for 15. So okay. as minimum wage goes up to $15 an hour, we have to make sure that the staff that we have. So Robbie has staff. He has an advocate. He has a woman who he's very independent, but he does need a little support. And that's what the ARC is so wonderful at. So like this morning, Linda helped me make breakfast, you know, made sure he knew where he was going, helps your roommate out, mm-hmm. things like that. Need the support. So I'm sorry, what was the question again? Tell me again.
I started going on
to Linda because I love Linda.
Oh, that's okay. All right. I just wanted you to share some insight about the kind of legislation you're fighting
yes.
for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So we are funded through the state, and we need to make sure that that funding increases as minimum wage increases, because if it doesn't, we're not going to be able to keep staff because they're not going to work somewhere. All the things that they do and the amount of emotion they put into it, the energy and the timing, and you know, it's nighttime hours, it's all different hours, it's taking people in the community. It's different than say if you just went to like a fast food restaurant and you got the same amount of money and you just left and you didn't have to think about anything. Or I'm not mm-hmm. saying that's a bad job. I'm just saying that it's not the same. It's not the level that these professionals are in, these direct support managers and professionals, it's a higher level, and they need to be paid accordingly. And if the funding doesn't keep up, we're going to lose staff. We're not going to be able to find great people that want to do this job. And I think that will be a big awakening for so many people. And so we're really fighting for that right now. And the ARC Maryland, Andy Culp is the executive director there, and she's been fighting really hard, as well as our executive director, Cindy Parr, who's our wonderful executive director at the ARC of Howard County. So it's a big fight. Like, they had so many people down in Annapolis. Like, they lined the hallway. So when the legislators came in, they knew what the fight for 15 was and where the vote should be. And it's you know, that's the ARC Maryland, that's really their full-time job. You know, they do a lot of things, but that's the big thing, is to advocate for everybody and let them know the legislation and let the legislators know. And so there's a lot going on.
Yeah, you guys are very busy, it sounds
very
like.
Very busy, all the time.
That's great. That's great to hear that you guys are getting so involved and taking such a firm and passionate stance yeah. on important issues like that.
Right.
Because, people like Robbie clearly deserve to have, like, a decent minimum wage like that.
Well, it's not just his. I'm not just talking about. So what I'm talking about, the minimum wage, $15 an hour, it's probably going to happen no matter what your stance is on it, right? No matter whether you think it's a good idea. In some ways, it can actually hurt people with intellectual disabilities, because some people don't want to hire people at $15 an hour. They don't want to hire anybody at $15 an hour, right? So it can be. So I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the fact of the mandate to make sure that as minimum wage increases, that the funding from the government for adult service providers or service providers increases at the same rate, so that we can keep staff and we can hire staff and we can train staff. There's a lot of training involved, ongoing training all the time, and that takes money. So
right, because right. if you don't get the funding to actually fuel that new wage, then people are just going to go somewhere else to find a job, right?
Exactly.
It needs to all increase proportionately.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's what the fight's about. And people do get a little confused about that, but that is really what the fight is about.
No, you're not fighting against raising the minimum wage. You're just making sure that everything raises equally with it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And some people feel that, you know, that they don't want it, the minimum wage increased, and some people feel like it should be increased. But we're just saying if it does, we need to make sure that we're funded at the same level.
Yep. That's great. So what kind of other events does the ARC hold? I know you told me a little bit about a chocolate ball you guys had recently.
That was amazing. We have to get you to come next year. So sold out. It was really fun. It's an annual event. It was our 22nd annual event. So they've been doing this chocolate ball long before Robbie and I came on the scene. And it's a wonderful way to raise money. We have different chocolatiers coming. We had different bakers. We had Maryland Live. We had the Elkridge Furnace Inn. We had a new baker named Mickey Shank. We had Debbie's Cake Studio. We had, I don't want to forget anybody, and I'm going to. We had Putting on the Ritz donate. We had Cake Corner donate. I think that we had and Lincoln Tech. So that's what it was. And we used to have HCC. We need to get HCC back. This is a shout out to HCC Culinary. We need you back.
We'll try to get them back. We'll try to use our personal contacts
that
get
would
them
be great.
On board.
That, Brendan, that's you. You're going to do it. And then we have judges. So we had Denise Koch. We had Dr. Michael Martirano, the superintendent of Howard County School System. We had the new First Lady of Howard County, Shaney Ball. We had Mary Mariner, who owns the Victoria Restaurant Group. And we had Dr. Stephen Snellgrove from the Howard County General Hospital. So they were the judges.
Okay.
And then they came in and they got to taste all the chocolate. They had a very, very challenging job. And then the chocolates are open for all the guests to enjoy. I'm sorry, I hit the mic. So it was really fun. And the theme this year was I Wish. So I reached out to different people and had them be genies. So we had one woman who was I Dream of Genie. That was really fun. And then we had another person that I just met at Steelfire Grill. He's the bartender there. And I was like, you look just like a genie. Would you be a genie? So he did it. So the outpouring of the sponsors, we had Commercial Insurance come in as a big sponsor. BB&T came in as a big sponsor. Antwerp and Toyota came in as our big chocolate indulgence sponsors. We had so many different sponsors that came in. And that's what it is. It's a great community. And we sold out. Everybody came. They danced.
Oh, wow.
We have this amazing band called Oracle. They just play all night. At our party, people do dance all night long. So that is fun.
You bust a couple moves, Robbie?
Did you go this year?
As for me, I did not. I didn't go because, I mean, I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't even go.
Well, tickets are expensive, so we do offer them. They're $250, and we do offer half price for people that we support. But Robbie's on a budget, did have some sponsorships where maybe somebody, a company, would get a table, but they weren't going to use all their seats, and then we were able to give them to some people. But we can't give them to everybody that we support, and that's a great thing. So community integration, everyone's saying community integration, right? But you can't just walk around the mall. You know, you need money to go places. When anybody says to me, a lot of people reach out to me, how can I help? Well, we need funding for events, like gift cards or movies. Movies cost a lot of money. Or some one group went to Lancaster and they went on a train. And they can't do that all the time. I mean, nobody does it all the time. But when you say people to go out in the community, you have to have some money to do some of the events that there are. And that's where we struggle too a little bit, because people only have so much money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I know, Robbie, you probably wanted to sneak in as a chocolate judge, right?
Maybe.
I wish I did.
Maybe we'll get you there next year. We can sneak you in like a tuxedo.
Yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, me and two of my friends, we went down to Arundel Mills Mall. And they had fashion for a store called Fashion for Men, and we went in there and we looked in there, and they had, I mean, like every tuxedo you can find in there in that store. And I was like, no, actually it was in where was it? Oh, it was the Security Square Mall. Okay. That's where it was. And yeah, but it wasn't a run-of-mills mall.
Shout out to Security Square Mall. I'll tell you what, Robbie, I'm saying this right now on radio. I'll make sure you go to the ball next year. We'll get you there. We'll make sure we get you there, okay? We got to get Brendan there, too.
Okay. We'll rent some tuxes.
We will.
Take you to the mall.
We'll be the honorary guest judges for the chocolate bowl.
That's right.
I eat a lot of chocolate, so I think so we're qualified. Very qualified. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think so, too, Brandon.
I'm going to have to go to the gym, though, a lot after that. That'll be a lot of chocolate.
It's amazing how much chocolate everybody brings and how great they do. And Maryland Live brought showgirls this year, so we had some showgirls. It was fun.
Do you guys have any other upcoming events you want to talk about? Anything that's around the corner, sneaking up on us?
Actually, I do. We have, this Sunday, we have the state games for basketball up in Frederick. We need some support to the athletes, and I hope we bring home a gold medal like I did last year in soccer. And when I play a sport like soccer, I mean, I'm like good at it. So, and now I'm going to be playing basketball this Sunday in the state game. I hope we do the same thing, win a gold medal, and then the next sport that I'm going to be doing after basketball is flag football. And okay. It's going to be fun.
And that's not through the arc, is it? No.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. I'd be scared to play with Robbie. He'd probably kick my butt.
No, or you could be on my team.
I could be on your team. That's good. All right. That's good. That makes me feel a little better.
You're getting a lot of social activities.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you want me on your team. I'm not very good at sports, Robbie. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I just threw it out there, Brandon.
So October 4th, we've got our golf tournament. We do a golf tournament every year. It's at Waverly Woods. The same thing, the community really comes out. We sold out last year, so October 4th will be our golf tournament. Tee it up for the ARC, and we'll start selling those tickets around June or July. And then the chocolate ball is already scheduled again for next year. It's at the wonderful Ooh. Turf Valley Resort. And it is March 7th, 2020. Mark your calendars.
Yep.
We will sell it again. We're going to try really hard. And we have a celebration of excellence that's coming up April 30th, where we recognize, ARC of Howard County recognizes people in the community. We don't have those nominations yet. I don't know who is winning the awards yet, but that'll be great. And that's at Ten Oaks Ballroom and catered by Putting on the Ritz. And so we've got like a lot. We always have something going on. And I've been having these really fun fundraisers lately. We had holidays at Hysteria. We had a ugly sweater holiday party, Hysteria Brewing Company.
Ooh, ugly sweaters.
Yes. We had Galentine's at Guinness, Galentine's Day, which is the day before Valentine's Day. And hopefully we're going to do those things again. And like I said, the community has just been amazing. We had Chipotle Night on Route 40. We're trying to do a little something each month. Libs in Maple Lawn.
They
just had a over St. Patrick's Day, a pot of gold where they gave 10% of the specialty drinks to the ARC of Howard County. It's just amazing, the community. We just have to do more of it. And I think we need more opportunity, not less, for employment, for community integration, things like that. The best way I can describe community integration is that when the ARCs first developed, we have a senior program, it's transportation program, the community integration program, the employment program, the housing program, respite program. We have all these different programs. And people used to come to the ARC of Howard County. We have a beautiful location, and that would be their senior program. But then people are saying, hey, wait a minute, inclusion, we have senior centers. Why are we putting everyone with a disability in one senior, like a center? Like, we have a senior center. There's senior centers all over. People should be going to those senior centers, going to those programs. And that's what we're fighting for. That's what we're trying to do and make it more inclusive. And it's going to happen. You know, you can see it happening now all the time. And I think people are a lot more open to having everybody. And Howard County is great for that.
Absolutely.
A very inclusive society. The schools are great, so... Mm-hmm.
That's very good. Yeah. That's awesome to hear. So how can people get in contact with the ARC?
Our website is www.archoward.org, and it has a place to donate. That's huge. Mm. And it has all the contact information, and it has pictures from the chocolate ball and all the different events we're doing, the people we support and how we support them, and different ways that people can help. So.
Excellent. Well, that's excellent to hear. So is there anything else you'd want to talk about before we wrap things up here?
Robbie,
do you have anything you'd like to say?
For me, I don't know.
I'd like to talk just a little bit more about employment, because, you know, that's the hugest thing. And Robbie's had some jobs. So name one of the jobs that you had.
Okay. I had an issue at Home Depot.
Well, not an issue.
No, it wasn't no issue. I'm sorry. My bad.
That's okay.
Well,
you worked at Home Depot.
Yeah, I worked at Home Depot.
And you worked at Safeway before that, right?
Yeah, Safeway mm-hmm. before that. And then I think that was it at that time. Oh, actually, no. And then before that was the bus. And that was in 2012. I left the bus company. Well, actually, the bus company left me. Let go of me. Yeah. And January 2013, I lost my grandmother. Oh. It was January 5th, 2013, which I didn't know about. And I was just like, I didn't know that she passed away like 3:50 in the morning at that time.
So one of the things that the ARC was able to do is when that happened, Robbie's life changed a tremendous amount. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. And so what we were able to do is to have Robbie come to get housing. So he moved from Mount Airy, where he was a little bit secluded out in the country, and now he is in a community. He's right in Howard County. He can go to all these different events. He can be part of all these programs. One of the things that was hard for Robbie out there is he didn't do a lot of things with his peers, people his own age. It's so important. Mm-hmm. So through the support of the ARC of Howard County and getting the housing and getting the support and having his advocates and his people that help him, he's been able to have a full and rich life. And I think that's the biggest thing. If I could leave with anything today, is that people want to do the same thing as everybody else. It's the same hopes, it's the same dreams. Have your own house, you know, live with friends, go to the movies, go to the beach, have a vacation. Mm-hmm. It's exactly the same thing. Have a job, be productive in the society, you know?
Absolutely. I think that's a good note to end things on.
Great.
All right, that wraps us up here on the morning show. Chris will be back on Monday, and we're going to go to Facebook Live for a little bit. We have to get the music going back on the radio to keep on schedule.
All right.
We will see you guys on Monday again. Take care, everyone, and have a great weekend.